when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all our precious Blood River Radio family out there, and would like to wish you everybody a good day. And what day is this? This is April the 20th, if you're our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. We say that all the time. By the way, people, I'm kind of excited tonight about our guest. And you're listening to Blood River Radio. Like I said, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And as you know, we always, before we do anything, we always go to a quick prayer on this show. And it's not a show. It's a broadcast because it's strictly a self-defense organization, a broadcast. It's not for entertainment. If it entertains you, well, better. It's icing on the cake. But if you will, people, hang your head just for a minute and tolerate me, my bunglesomeness, if I try to get a quick prayer. Almighty Father, Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of all things seen and unseen. Oh, Lord, you made the periodic table. Nothing in the periodic table existed, Lord, until you just spoke it into being. And, Lord, there's elements out there that have not even been invented and added to the periodic table, which I'm sure exists, that may come into being sometimes. And, Lord, you didn't even have to speak it. You just spoke it into existence, but all you have to do is think it. You're so mighty. Lord, I'd like to thank you so much for being with Blood River Radio and with Liberty News Radio, who proudly syndicates our program, and Sam Bushman, all his family, his crew, little Lizzie, who's working the board tonight. Thank you for all of our relatives and our friends, and thank you for getting us enough donations where we can stay on the air. And Lord, if you will, please continue to give us the wisdom and the discernment to know who the enemy is, what the enemy is, and how to combat the enemy, Lord. And most of all, give us the courage never to shirk from that duty of fighting against the enemy. And all glory will go to you, O Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name, my man. People, also, you know, we always give honor to the donors, people who keep us on the show. We have one interesting donor this week, but first of all, we'd like to thank Dennis and Pam of Virginia. Dear sister Pam, Brother Dennis, I know them all too well. I'll be seeing them. I'll be visiting them probably next month. One of my friends is going to go with me, I believe. But also, they sent in a donation. They do each quarter, and I'd like to thank them so much for that. That's wonderful. We cannot stay on the air. We cannot pay our airtime without these donations. Also, one of my favorite, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ, Purple Heart, up close and personal with the Viet Cong and the Vietnam, a brother soldier. Thank you so much, Jay-Z, for that, and thank you so much for your advice on some things I ask you for advice about. I'm not going to give you away, but thank you, two people, and thank you for all the other donors that keep us on the air. Tonight, just a quick outline, people. First hour is going to be, we have a terrific guest. I'm going to go to him in just a second. Hour two, Sister Monica and Sister Nancy will be on, and hour three, we're going to have Gene, the bitter ender himself. He's gonna be taking over hour three. But right now, people, I have a fellow, a wonderful person. Chase, it took me 2 years to catch up with this fellow. And I'm gonna read a quick bio. If it's not too boring, if it doesn't bore the good doctor. His name is Dr. Mark McDonald. He's a psychiatrist. He's living in California. Here's a quick bio. Dr. Mike Donald was born and raised in Los Angeles, California. He's an author. He's a practicing psychiatrist. He's an author and a publisher of some great books. He's also a publisher of Dissident MD. He graduated, by the way, we're going to discuss a couple of his books tonight that I'm really excited about. I really am. He graduated from the University of California at Berkeley before attending medical school at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He's been trained in both adult and child and adolescent psychiatry at UCLA. He now works primarily with children in private practice in West Los Angeles. He's lived and worked in Europe, Asia, Central America. His opinions on such topics as the need to reopen America's schools and the pandemic of fear in the United States today have been widely published in local and national news, including the Wall Street Journal and the Federalist. I could go on and on, but these are the books. Publication I'm reading here, this data is probably about 2 years old because I tried to get him on during the heat. So I call it the flying bad AIDS. That's what I've always called the COVID. But anyway, and I borrowed that from another broadcaster. Anyway, he published his books, The United States of Fear, How America Fell Victim to a Mass Delusional Psychosis. And I'm really hot to talk about that, but I'm really, really hot. His second book was very logical, Freedom from Fear, A 12-Step Guide to Individual and National Recovery. I could go on to say he uses the recovery model aspects of Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. And for all available books, we'll get him to make sure we get Dr. MacDonald to tell you how you can get in touch with him, how you can order his books, how you can listen to his podcast. But right now, all available books written by Dr. MacDonald, visit his website. And his website is, get this, people, Dissident MD. Dr. MacDonald also publishes his podcast with Dr. Jeff Bark, B-A-R-K-E, Barkey, called Informed Dissent. Dr. MacDonald, I could not be more excited to have anybody on than I am you right now. How are you doing, Dr. MacDonald?
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. It is Dr. Jeff Barkey. It's B-A-R-K-E. He's my co-podcast host for Informed Dissent, which is available on all your podcasting platforms. And I know you've been trying to get me on for 2 years, and I was not hiding. I want to promise all of your listeners that I was not hiding or even evasive. In fact, I responded to every email. So this is going squarely on the technological shoulders of Eddie for not following through with the responses. I have been around, and I'm happy to come on really anyone's show. And it's interesting, Eddie, that I take so much heat for what I say, even though what I say is just common sense and truthful. But none of the people that attack me will ever have me on their show. They just take pot shots at me and write nasty comments on my Instagram feed. But I always tell people I'm happy to go on and discuss any disagreements that anyone has with my views. I believe my views are correct. And if they're not, I want someone to show me why they're wrong so that I can get better and I can improve. And as yet, I have not received one truly constructive criticism of either of my books, even though you look at, there's 800 comments, I think, from my first book on Amazon, United States of Fear, most of them positive, but none of the negative comments are constructive. They're all just nasty ad hominem attacks. You're a misogynist. You hate women. You're not a real doctor, et cetera, et cetera. And I always respond and say, well, tell me why. Where did I say I hate women? Where have I mistreated my patients? And then there's just silence, just crickets. So it really just shows you that there's a large swath of America that is angry, emotional, impassioned, indoctrinated, completely brainwashed. They've lost their common sense and they can't think clearly. And that's actually why I wrote my book, because it's like the United States just kind of went nuts all in March of 2020. And I don't think we've fully recovered, Eddie.
No, Dr. MacDonald, that is great. By the way, you're very easy to talk to for such a highly educated person, and especially for a psychiatrist, very, very easy to talk to. I was thinking of the psychiatrist on MASH. I can't remember his name right now, but he was, if you've ever watched MASH, he was a great guy. That's kind of an aside. But Dr. MacDonald, what you said reminded me of what I told my grandson. I'm an old dude. I have a 29-year-old grandson, although I've to run marathons. So it's pretty good shape for an old dude. But we were leaving his school some years ago, and I told him, and this is going to a point. I said, we're getting ready. We're going down Interstate 40 West. We're getting ready to come up on I-240. I told him, son, what you're going to look at, if you look around, I feel like we're in a mass psychiatric laboratory. There's so much psychosis, so much aberrant behavior out there. We'll get right back to this one. This is our first break, Dr. McDonald. Dear Blood River Radio family, hold on, because we have a great, great, great broadcast with this Dr. Mark McDonald, very well-known psychiatrist. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. You can probably tell when I get excited. I'm really excited tonight to have Dr. Mark McDonald on. Just in case you just tuned in, Dr. Mark McDonald is a practicing psychiatrist. He resides in Los Angeles, California. I think it's in the western part of Los Angeles. I'm not sure.
That's right, West LA, belly of the beast.
Right. I remembered something. I'm notorious for not remembering names and things like that, Dr. Mack. But I've called you Dr. Mack. I have another friend who's a doctor. I think I told you about during the break. I always call him Mack. Been knowing him for over 60 years. But you know, you were talking earlier about speaking about how people accuse you and attack you constantly and with just totally non-constructive criticism. And Dr. McDonald, I'm a lot older than you are, and it seems like this situation that's really snowballed. In effect, I'm going to say, in the past 20 years, and especially in the past, I'm going to say especially in the past 7 or 8 years with the advent of, what do they call it, not deplatforming, but erasing, when people erase, they rub you out. What's that term I'm trying to think of? When they don't respond to you anymore, don't answer your emails, don't answer your phone calls.
Ghosting.
So what have you, I know you're not near as old as I am. What do you think is some of the chief causes of this this, even if it wasn't, even if I didn't, wasn't going to call it mass delusional psychosis, it's almost like a mass mental illness, Dr. Mack. What are some of the causes for that? You probably say fear, but go ahead.
Well, fear is like the gasoline in the car of mass delusional psychosis. It's what fuels the motion forward towards oblivion. But it's not fear that created the psychosis. It facilitates it. It greases the wheels. I think the causes are actually located long before 2020. I don't think that we could have fallen so hard so fast as we did in 2020, 20 or 30 years ago. I really don't. I don't think that the United States is the same country. I don't think we have the same culture that we did 20 or 30 years ago. And that's what I write about in my book. You know, I had all these people ask me, they still ask me today, how on earth did this happen? How did everybody just wake up and become crazy all at once in 2020? And I didn't have a quick answer to that question. So I actually wrote the book, United States of Fear, How America Fell Victim to a Mass Delusional Psychosis, as an answer to that question. And it took me down a lot of different roads. And those roads go all the way back to post-war time, especially the 1960s, which is really when the culture began to shift. And I think we planted seeds for this sick tree to blossom and flourish and flower in 2020. One of those seeds is feminism. Feminism has destroyed the healthy interaction relationship between man and woman, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. It has relied on anti-male hatred and a diminishment of true femininity, with the false promise, the lie really, that women need to be free and emancipated and that feminism is the pathway to that. Well, I can tell you it's false and I can tell you it's a lie, because in my book, I described how the Pew Research publications that have come out in the last 30 years, it's a very well-known, well-respected, nonpartisan research polling company, has tracked the increase of anxiety disorders in women for at least three decades. And they have never, ever, ever been higher than they were in 2020 up through today. Women are miserable. Women are anxious. They're depressed. They're alone. They feel that they have no future. They are crying into their Haagen-Dazs watching Netflix with their cat. That is the typical American woman today. And that is the result of feminism. Masculinity, you know, has been destroyed and feminism has taken over. That's one of the reasons why people fell apart in 2020.
Well, have you noticed they seem to be, most of these women, and I'm thinking of a few that, I wish I could think of that other term too. I want to say your race. They will no longer speak to you. They seem angry now, Dr. McDonald. They seem just there's a boiling anger in these people. In fact, I've asked a few of them, are you ever happy? Do you ever smile? I'm thinking about some of the ones in the running group. I run with a group here in Memphis called Breakaway Running. And we have a lot of these women that you just described. And I've just, have you noticed that as a trait with these people, did you just describe?
Yes. Of course they're angry because they've been sold a bill of goods. They hit 30, then they hit 40, then they hit 50, and they realize at each stage that they don't have a stable relationship, they don't have a husband, that they don't have a child, that they don't have grandchildren. They may have a very lucrative career. They may be partner in their law firm. They may be making a lot of money. They may have a home. But that's not what makes women happy, Eddie. Women are not happy with stuff. They're not happy with career achievements. Men can be to some degree, not fully, but to some degree. Women are not. There are virtually no women that are satisfied with that degree of success because it isn't achievement to them. Achievement is marriage, it's family, it's nurturing, it's growing a community. It's both biological and cultural, and it's been unchanged for thousands of years. It's the foundation, the bedrock of every successful society. And any society that tries to take that away by destroying marriage, family, children, and somehow selling women this lie that they're going to be happy hating men, competing with them, and besting them in the economic sphere, are going to wind up alone and unhappy. It's inevitable. And of course, this is desirable for feminists, because the more angry, the more upset the women are, the more they see themselves as victims. And victims are very easily led. They're easily led by a mob. We have different victim classes in the United States. We have women as victims. We have blacks as victims. We have gays and lesbians. And now we have transgenders as victims. We have foreigners as victims. Everyone is a victim except the heterosexual Christian white male. Everyone.
Bingo.
And there's just this totem pole of hierarchy of victimization. And we had all these victims swirling around, seething, angry, furious. And then in 2020, they were told, you should be scared. You're going to die of a virus. Everyone's going to wind up in the grave. So you have to follow our command. You have to follow our orders. And all of these victims, they didn't turn to their spouses. They didn't turn to their church. They didn't have that. They were all by themselves, all alone. And so what did they do? They turned to the next higher power they could find. It wasn't God, it was the state. This is why the degree of insanity, psychosis, anger, sickness, all of this is all wrapped in one big bundle, is most prominent in heavily concentrated, dense, urban areas in the United States, meaning the cities. You don't see it out in rural areas. You don't see it in the townships. You see it in the cities. And the reason for that is that more people in the cities are dependent on government. They don't grow their own food. They don't make their own tools. They don't work out in the forest. They don't use their hands. They're mostly single. The women are unmarried. They don't go to church. They rely on welfare, entitlements, free education, free health care, public transportation. All of this makes you dependent on government and the state and other so-called experts. And so when things go south, who do you turn to? You turn to daddy. And daddy's not home anymore. Daddy's now the government. This is the reason why everybody was so fragile, why they were so easily led astray in 2020. And that's why there's such a big rural-urban divide in this country. People say the divide is right-left, Republican-Democrat, East Coast, Midwest. That's not entirely accurate. The real divide is this. It's urban-rural. I'm in L.A. L.A. is a left-wing nutcase. This place is falling apart. The whole city is collapsing under the Marxist-Communist rule of the Democrat supermajority. But, if you leave, Eddie, if you leave L.A. and you go 30 minutes north out into the valley where they grow the strawberries and garlic and avocados, where all the farms are, everybody's normal. They're all insulated. They're all perfectly normal people. Some of them are still Democrat voters, so it's not just politics, but they live in reality. They work with their hands. When it rains, they see that things get wet. When it's hot, they say that things get dry. When they cut their fruit, they can eat it. Nobody does that in Los Angeles. They're told, oh, you know, biggest rainfall in history last year, in history, but we have to conserve water because there's going to be a drought coming up. And everyone nods their heads like cows. Yes, 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 yes. They don't understand that rain is what creates the water that we use. They don't get it. They've totally disconnected from reality. And so they'll believe anything that they're told. They'll believe that if you wear a mask and spray down your Amazon packages, somehow you're never going to get sick. Absolute nonsense. People on the farms know that that's BS because they live in reality. So you see how this is all playing out. There's this,
yes,
this detachment from regular traditional life, from reality, biology, culture, and the state jumping in. And then when things go south, tell them, you know what? It's all because of the white Christian heterosexual male boogeyman. Blame it on him. And then they get more angry. This just keeps perpetuating. And we're turning against one another. We're turning away from the melting pot of America into a bunch of angry tribes who see a difference. Oh, you're a man? I hate you. You're a different color? I hate you. You're not the right religion? I hate you. We never were like that. You know, we were imperfect. America wasn't perfect. We weren't God on earth, heaven on earth, but we were pretty darn close. We were the best country that had ever been founded, and we're turning into a very, very bad one.
Dr. Mack, you are on fire, brother. We have to go to our second break. I tell you what, you're lighting it up, brother. We will be right back, people, to the great Dr. Mark McDonald as soon as this commercial is over. Be right back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News. I'm Tim Berg. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on several bills to aid U.S. allies with a separate bill for the border. The move is angering some conservatives who want to oust him over the move. They argue the border should be tied to Ukraine to force Democrats to vote for its passage. More anti-Israel protests are taking place at New York's Columbia University. Thursday, the NYPD confirmed that 114 arrests were made after the school called police. Former President Donald Trump is not happy about the gag order a judge in his hush money case imposed on him. It bars him from talking about witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, staff, court staff, and their family members. Trump saying on Friday it's his constitutional right to speak and noted others involved in the case are allowed to speak, including star witness Michael Cohen, to which former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News the former president does have a point.
He's barred from speaking about people who spend basically 24/7 speaking about him.
Israel says it launched a limited strike at several sites in Iran late Thursday night. U.S. officials confirming Israel struck a number of locations inside Iran with no word yet on whether there were any casualties. Several explosions were reported near an airbase of an Iranian city, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. Disaster was narrowly averted at Washington Reagan National Airport on Thursday as air traffic controllers managed to keep a Southwest Airlines plane from colliding with the departing JetBlue plane.
Southwest 2937, stop.
We stopped. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
The FAA is investigating the incident. The JetBlue plane was heading to Boston while the Southwest plane was heading to Orlando. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, what we do, some people you just can't reach. I'm one of those people and just can't communicate. But we have a fellow on here tonight, a great Dr. Mark McDonald, and he is much better at communicating than I am. That's why I get these smart people on here, because I know, you know, I know my limitations. Clint Eastwood used to say, a man has got to know his limitations. And so I know mine. There's plenty of them. But anyway, we're bringing Dr. Mark McDonald back, just in case you just tuned in. I know I'm repeating myself, but Mark McDonald is a very well-known psychiatrist. He lives in the western part of Los Angeles, California. He's written several books, and we're getting ready to further discuss one of his books, the one I would love to get and read, and I would encourage you to get it, to read it. It's called The United States of Fear, How the United States Fell into a Mass Delusional Psychosis. I don't have that written down here, but I think from memory that's what the name of the book was. But Dr. Mark, I know this is kind of off topic, but you straightened my mind up on a couple of terms I've been using. The term I was trying to think of in the other second segment, the first segment, was council culture, and you sold me that a more kind of a better term is ghosting. Could you explain that to our audience, Dr. McDonald? Because I had never heard it explained the way you did. And you being a psychiatrist, who else would know better?
Eddie, I get a lot of patients who complain about ghosting. They come to my office and say, you know, I went out with this guy or I went out with this girl and I thought we had a great date. And now I just can't seem to reach him. I can't seem to reach her anymore. Doesn't respond to my texts or emails or phone calls. Just disappearing on somebody without saying goodbye and without explaining yourself is called ghosting. And that's a form of immaturity, not being able to handle conflict, disagreement, not being able to say, you know, I just don't think it's going to work out between the two of us, but I appreciate your time. Have a nice day. That's immaturity. Cancel culture is a society-wide attack and marginalization against people who say things that you disagree with. And it can go back a number of years. It's not just what you said today. There's many, many, many examples of individuals in the public and not so much in the public eye who wrote things, let's say on Twitter or on Facebook 10, 15, 20 years ago that are now being used against that person to wreck their careers and their personal life and standing, which goes against a real basic it's a fundamental moral and legal code that we have in contemporary civilization, which is to judge one based upon the standards at that time. And this cancel culture has expanded to attack whole swaths of the population. You've seen the whole reparations push by Black activists to try to extort money from the state, local, and even federal treasuries to be given to Black Americans, because at the time there were people in government who held slaves. Well, you can't go back 200 years and attack people based on contemporary standards. And this is how we've really kind of gone astray in how we issue judgments. On the one hand, you have a whole group of Americans who say, nobody should be judged. Everybody should be included. There should always be forgiveness, and that there should be no distinctions between right and wrong, good or evil. Those same people are going back historically, retrospectively, and they're destroying the careers of wonderful, lovely people because of specific words or phrases they used in published jokes in the 1980s. This is a big problem. If we are going to destroy the lives of people for statements that they made decades ago, then we're not going to have anyone left. I challenge anyone, any one of your listeners, to go back in time to the time that they were born and go through every single thing they said and did and wrote and not find one single comment, one single word that could be misconstrued. It's not possible. It's not possible. So this cancel culture is really just a way of destroying the opposition by sullying their reputation rather than actually critiquing and arguing about the ideas that are fueling the culture war today. The battle is now. The battle is not in the past. And when people can't fight today's battle, they go back and relitigate old ones. And that's deceptive. It's immature. It's unethical. And it's wrecking us. It's pulling our country into pieces.
That seems brilliant to me. You know, in other words, they're going ex post facto, charging someone for the crime. And I think they're probably, by they being the, and I agree with you, I think that we've been taken over. I think the United States has been taken over by a communist, it's been a communist coup. We could do it. In fact, we do shows on that all the time. But there are people being prosecuted. For instance, there was an attorney. My wife was talking about this attorney today. Lord, I wish I could remember her name. She was just found not guilty in the state of Texas. What was her name? I tried to contact her. I tried to get her on the show. But she was the Texas Bar Association, of all people. You'd think they would be more conservative, more Christian. They were trying to disbar her. for some things she'd done in the past, but mainly because she was investigating. She made accusations that the election we had, 2020 election, that there was a lot of peculiarities there, a lot of
Sidney
irregularities.
Powell.
Sidney Powell, bingo.
She's
that's
in
right.
the news today because she won her case.
That's right. That's
right. Disbarment, the Supreme Court of, I believe it was one of the states, the state Supreme Court, sided with her and restored her law license after the state bar took it away.
That was in Texas. You're absolutely right.
State of Texas.
Sure. Yes, sir. State of Texas. And so, and I know this is kind of off topic, but I'm notorious for going down people call rabbit trails. But here's what I would do, Dr. McDonald. They were suing her. The state bar in Texas, they were trying to get her disbarred for something I think is really frivolous. They said because she tried to bring a frivolous lawsuit into the courtroom. Well, since the Supreme Court of the state of Texas said that she did not do that, she was innocent. If I was her and I told my wife, I would turn around and I would try to get the bar disbarred for them bringing a frivolous lawsuit. But I know that's kind of off topic, but it does kind of lead into something. You see, Sidney Powell. There was another fellow in Georgia. You might remember his name. I don't remember his. Boy, I was better remembering names. In fact, it's like love or hate President Trump. The things that they're doing to these people, like Sidney Powell,
John Eastman.
Man, I'm so glad I got you on the radio.
We interviewed him on our podcast. It's coming out, I think, next week. He's an attorney, former law professor at Chapman College in Orange County, about an hour south of me. I know him personally. And essentially, because he represented Donald Trump, his life has been destroyed. He has been canceled by this cancel culture, by the courts, by the government. The term now that's being used specifically for cancel culture when it comes to the use of the courts is called lawfare. Like warfare, except lawfare. It's using the courts as a weapon, as a way to wage war against your political opponents. That's what happened to Sidney Powell. That's what happened to John Eastman. Our courts have been corrupted. Our bar associations have been corrupted. Our judges have been corrupted. Our attorneys general have been corrupted at the federal and state level and the county level. Here in Los Angeles, the district attorney is a Soros-funded and appointed.
Yes.
Communist named George Gascon, who releases criminals and punishes police and victims of crimes. He's an evil. I rarely say this. He's an evil human being, and he should be in prison. This is disgusting. It's never happened that I know of in the history of this country, and it's happening everywhere. And these are the victims, major prominent warriors, really, for truth and liberty.
Yes.
Humans, they're imperfect. I'm not saying that they're angels, but you don't take people to court for imperfections. You take them to court for crimes, and you don't target enemies and say, let's see if we can find a crime to fit the person. That's not the way our courts work. We find crimes, and then we see who did them. We don't find people and then see what crimes they committed. That's backwards, and that leads to despotism, totalitarianism, and ultimately, Eddie, what ends up happening is it leads to a failure, a loss of confidence in the judicial system, in law and order. And you know where that goes? That goes to mob rule. That goes to militias. Yes. That goes to Mogadishu. And then what do we have? We have chaos.
Dr. Mack, we have to go to our last commercial. I've got so many questions to ask you about the man. You were on fire, brother. I'm so glad I got you in this program. People, hold on. Don't go anywhere. We're going to finish this dynamite interview. This next segment is incredible. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio audience, I'm having such a wonderful time tonight. This is one of the most amazing guests I think we've ever had, Dr. Mark McDonald. And I'm so glad he's agreed to come back. We're going to bring him back on again. And I'm really sorry. I get off on these rabbit trails, but everything, when we have these dynamite guests like Dr. Mack, you know, they'll say one word and it'll make me think of 10 things I want to say, 10 things and 10 trails I want to go down that I get away from them, from the actual topic. But I think we're doing good stuff. And Dr. McDonald mentioned a term a minute ago, and during the break I told him what you're talking about was Stalin. Good old Uncle Joe Stalin once said, "Show me the man and I'll show you the crime." And he said that's Stalinist. But we see that in government now and in the media, Dr. Mann. Before we run out of time, I don't know which way to go, but I'd like to read this. This came from a fellow, and I'll let you pronounce his name, that Matthias Desmet, who graduated. He's a professor of clinical psychology at this university. And I had it written down in over there, not Brussels, in Belgium. All right, he said something like this, and I think this is really close to what you've been saying. I'm just going to read one or two paragraphs of this. This goes along with what we're saying, because I was going to you talked about, well, I'm getting myself mixed up right here. Let me go back to this right here. He says, the world is in the grips of mass formation, a dangerous collective type of hypnosis. As we bear witness to loneliness, free-floating anxiety, and fear. That's your big thing in your book. giving way to censorship, loss of privacy, and surrendered freedoms. It is all spurred by a singular, focused crisis narrative that forbids dissent, views, and relies on destructive groupthink. Dr. McDonald, did that come in? I'd like to say you're not nearly as old as I am. Did this type of scenario, this professor of clinical psychology just wrote that, how long has that been around in the United States? I can tell you one place where it originated, where it may not have originated, but it was strong. That is the type of scenario that ruled in the Soviet Union from 1918 until the wall came down, until the Berlin Wall came down. And it was hardcore Stalinist totalitarian a dictatorship type government. It's the same type of government that's responsible for killing Alexander Solzhenitsyn, said 66 million people in the Soviet Union from 1918. I don't know the exact dates, probably till about 1960 during the so-called Cold War. So how would you, this type of scenario that this Matthias Desmond just wrote. I'll let you. How do you pronounce that name? You pronounce it.
I believe it's Matthias Desmet, because it's a Belgian name.
Correct.
And he's been writing about totalitarianism and how it crops up psychologically for a number of decades. I wasn't even aware of him. I had never met him. I still haven't. Never spoken to him. Wasn't aware of his writings while I was compiling my book in 2020, United States of Fear: How America Fell Victim to a Mass Delusional Psychosis. And I published it well before, actually, he and Robert Malone were interviewed on Joe Rogan about 6 months later, discussing his work, because he writes about the European experience, and I write about the United States. I didn't write about Europe. I'm not an expert on the psychology of European history. So I wrote about it from a point of view of how did it happen in the U.S.? I want Americans to understand this. We're unique. We're not
yes.
Europe.
Yes.
We are one country that has never happened, never occurred, never been built up before, and probably never will again. So how did it happen in the U.S.? How did we fall apart? And I think there's two trends that explain much of it, not all of it. And one is the secularization of the U.S. since World War II. Church worship, church attendance, both Christians and Jews, has declined rapidly and substantially in the last few decades. Fewer than half of Americans now belong to a church or go to church. Most describe themselves as secular or atheist or spiritual, which just basically means they don't have a religion. And the second trend, in addition to secularism, I believe, is the move towards dependency on the state. We were an independent country. Families made their own food. They made their own clothes. They built their own houses. We frontiered from east to west coast. We had our own arms. We had our own sheriffs, and we defended ourselves locally. We had our own local schools that were under local control. We made our own decisions. That's America. We don't want to be under the thumb of a monarch in England. That's how we were formed, right? Well, now we have our own monarch, and we have our own monarch state coming out of Washington, D.C. that decides everything from the amount of taxes you pay to what type of light bulb you can put in your lamp at home. I mean, the founders would have been they would have fallen out of their chairs laughing at such a thing. Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, would never have thought that Joe Biden, the president, is going to tell you whether you can use this light bulb or that light bulb. But that's where we are. And I think that when you have a country, a nation of people that are secularized, that don't have a higher power that they believe in, and they're dependent on government, they're not independent, then I think that they are just immunocompromised in terms of their politique, their society, their ability to withstand pressure from a dictator, and they just fall in line. They just follow the experts, whether they're politicians or media talking heads or doctors on the air, on CNN and NPR. I think those two trends explain a lot of why we fell so hard and so fast in the last 4 years.
Dr. McDonald, a Stalinist type communist dictatorship going through So, for instance, I don't know if you're familiar with the Frankfurt School taking over all the institutions, the long march through the institutions. Does that cause what we're seeing now with these mass delusional psychosis, the mass mental illness, or did the society bring in? Did the society fall? Did society fall first, and then create a vacuum where the totalitarians could come in, the egomaniacs? Or did the which came first, the egomaniacs that caused this?
Eddie, it is so clear to me. I asked myself this question for about a year. It became so clear to me within about 6-9 months in 2020 that it was the latter. The culture preceded the fall, because we thought that the great messiah in the form of Donald Trump was going to come and rescue us in the previous election. It didn't happen. It wasn't the leaders that wrecked us. We put those leaders in place. Our culture became rotten, and from that was the poison fruit of our elected officials. We would not have had Fauci and Biden and Kamala Harris and these horrible local leaders here in LA, leaders, that's a generous term, like George Gascon, the district attorney, or Gavin Newsom, or I could name hundreds of these people. They would never have been voted into office and taken power 20 or 30 years ago. No way. We allowed it to happen. We, the people, did this. And that's why I don't believe that there's a top-down solution to this problem. We can throw the bums out, but we're going to get more bums in unless and until Americans realize that we need to move towards religion and individualism. We need to return to our roots so that we can promote and elect good, solid leaders. Imperfect, human, absolutely, but still good people that will do good for the country. We don't have that anymore. It's gone. So I blame the people. And I think every individual citizen, that's sort of the teaser for our next talk on my book,
yes.
My second book, Freedom from Fear. I explain how we got into this mess in my first book. In my second book, how do we get out of it? Well, you know, teaser, it's not by changing the president. The president is a consequence of our bad decisions and our bad morals and our bad culture. We need to change ourselves first, our individual, family, community, city, county, state, and then federal. It's got to go from the ground up. It's got to be grassroots. I don't see any other way.
Boy, that's a tall order. That is a tall order. That's going to be really tough, because we've become the bumps to throw out, society in general. But what you said, and I could not agree more. I'm thinking of Midtown Memphis, how it's just become totally rotten. And I'll the next time we bring you on, and real soon, I'd like to tell you, you used the term, and I was talking to my buddy today, body dysmorphia, is that right? With people's
kids. Yes.
And you use an example, a fellow coming into the clinic saying, hey, I know you look like I seem like I have two arms to you. When you look at me, I have two arms. But when I look at myself in the mirror, I only have one arm. I want you to cut one arm off so I can fit the image I want. And you said that LGBT, homosexualism, lesbianism, all this stuff, it's not freedom. We don't need to work with them to help them reach where they want to go with their own. We need to, instead of just send them to a school counselor, so to speak, to become enablers of their mental illness, that's what they do now. They send them to a school counselor, tells them, you're okay, your parents are bad, we need to go ahead and cut your breasts off if you're a little girl, make you a boy. No, they should be going to a doctor, because you said, and I totally agree, become homosexual, a lesbian, LGBT, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is a severe mental illness. Dr. Mac, we have run completely out of time. I can't wait to get you back on. We can do several shows on this if you'd like to, because we really haven't finished up with this one tonight with Freedom from Fear.
No, the surface.
We scratched the surface. It's going to take us a while. I will contact you again. I promise you. We've got to get you on a series. God bless you. Thank you so
Sounds
much
good.
For coming on, Dr. Matt. Thank you very much. You've made my day.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you so much. People, the great Dr. Mark McDonald. I meant to ask him, has he been canceled? Probably has. Be right back, folks. Transition to the second hour.